power of belief. The concept of a self-fulfilling prophecy is an important one, not just in psychological research, but also in sociological research. In fact, it was defined by a sociologist named Robert Merton. Merton coined the term self-fulfilling prophecy, defining it as a false definition of the situation, invoking a new behavior which makes the originally false conception come true. In other words, most notice that sometimes a belief brings about consequences that cause the reality to match the belief. Generally, those at the center of a self-fulfilling prophecy don't understand that their beliefs cause the consequences that they expected or feared. It is often unintentional, different to the concepts such as self-motivation and self-confidence. These prophecies can include both intrapersonal processes and interpersonal processes. An intrapersonal process is when an individual's belief affects his or her own behavior, while an interpersonal process is when an individual's belief affects another's behavior. So a placebo effect is one example of an intrapersonal, self-fulfilling prophecy. You believe something will work for you, and therefore it comes true to yourself. However, a father's expectation of his high school daughter having a hard time with anxiety during tests and telling her she should not be surprised if she doesn't get a good score, and that fact contributes to her score being lower than she wanted, is an example of an interpersonal process. The father's belief that his daughter would have a hard time with anxiety and score low caused or at least contributed to the daughter getting a low score. All those self-fulfilling prophecies can manifest in a variety of ways. Merton was more interested in understanding how the phenomenon played out in racial prejudice and discrimination. He noticed that people with racial prejudices were likely to treat people of other races in a way that led to confirmation of those prejudices. For example, those who considered people of color to be intellectually inferior avoided talking to them, thus giving them no chance to prove that the racist was actually wrong about that perception in the first place. When the whole group of people is treated as if they are intellectually inferior and they are not given the same opportunities afforded to others that allow them to pool their knowledge and improve their abilities, when people know that the entire group of people view them as other or lesser than, the average performance for their group generally decreases. So these studies by Merton hinted at the idea that not only do our expectations for ourselves influence outcomes, our expectations of others also have an impact on our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors toward them. A classic experiment by Robert Rosenthal and Honore Jacobson in the 1960s provided evidence of this. The findings of this experiment and of other subsequent studies showed that teachers' expectations of students influence student performance more than any difference in talent or intelligence. Researchers conducted the experiment at a public elementary school. Yes, they chose a group of children at random and told teachers that these students had taken specific Harvard tests and were identified as growth spurters. They explained that these children had great potential and would likely experience a great deal of intellectual growth within a one-year period. They gathered performance data on all of the children and compared ordinary students to gains with the gains of the growth spurters. The researchers found that students whom the teachers expected to do well, the randomly chosen growth spurters, who in fact were no different to any of the other children, showed greater improvement than their peers. Since the children were not informed of their involvement or who was chosen to be a growth spurter or a normal child, the only expectation for these outcomes is that the teacher's expectations influenced the student performance. This effect is known as the Pygmalion effect or Rosenthal effect, and it is an example of a self-fulfilling prophecy and involving interpersonal processes. As Rosenthal put it, when we expect certain behaviors of others, we are likely to act in a way that makes the expected behavior more likely to occur. Now, there are obviously some ethical considerations that probably should have been taken into account before they started to meddle in a child's education. But overall, the results of Rosenthal's study, as well as the research done by Merton, suggest that our beliefs and the beliefs of others have a strong influence on our own development and our ability to achieve what we want to achieve. So, what are some ways you see self-fulfilling prophecies operating in your life? And where are they holding you back? Thank you for listening. My name is Donald Carty. Bye for now.